This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What if I told you there's finally a way to earn points and miles on one of your biggest monthly expenses, your mortgage? For years, this has been the holy grail for anyone in the travel rewards game, and now it's not just possible, it's here. In today's episode, I'm sitting down with Kelly Halpin, the founder and CEO of Mesa, a brand new company that's changing the game by letting you rack up rewards every time you pay for your home. No gimmicks, no sketchy workarounds, just real, trackable points on real mortgage payments. Plus, some home-related benefits and credits that could easily save you hundreds of dollars each year. And stick around after the interview. I'm going to break down the Mesa Homeowners Card in more detail so you can see exactly how the benefits work and decide whether it deserves a spot in your wallet. If you're a homeowner, or even just aspiring to be one, you do not want to miss this conversation.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. My name is DeAndre Koch. Today, I've got a guest I am so excited to have on the show. This is something that we've in the points and miles space have been looking for almost ever now. And there is finally a company out there that allows you to earn points and miles while paying your mortgage. And we have the founder of said company, Kelly Halpern, on the show today. So welcome, Kelly.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Kelly, we're going to talk all about your company, Mesa, and what it's doing and how it's revolutionizing the world of points and miles with being able to earn points for your mortgage. We're absolutely going to 100% get into that. But before we do, I want to just start off with, how did you get into the points and miles space in general, but also where in the country are you?
So I am in Austin, Texas right now. So, you know, my background has always kind of been in the startup world. So, you know, got lucky and got a job at Uber back in the day, back when that was still kind of mostly a black car company that, you know, a few folks knew about. And so got very lucky, got a job there, and that sort of changed my life and has allowed me to start three companies since. And I've kind of always spent time in sort of consumer and consumer finance. You know, first company was around digital health and rewards, and then spent time across, you know, credit cards, loyalty, insurance. And so, you know, in that world, and you probably know better than me, you're always looking at, you know, consumer spend and budgets and things like that. And when you do it, it becomes really obvious just how much money people are spending on their home. And so, you know, that to me was the aha moment of, this is the problem that I want to solve, that homeownership in the US is unaffordable. You as an American spend a third of your income on your home right now. As a nation, we spend over $8 trillion, which is twice what we spend on healthcare, right? And so that's what we call the home cost crisis. And we believe the way to solve that is with our category, what we call homeowner membership, where we're going to give you value back for every dollar you spend on your home. Now, that could be your mortgage payment, it could be the mortgage yourself, it could be insurance, warranty, et cetera. You know, we want to make sure that we can put as much value back in the homeowner's pocket. That's going to make their home more affordable and rewarding.
I absolutely love that. And you're absolutely right when it comes to the mortgage being, or even the housing in general, but the mortgage being a major expense and cash flow. When I'm working with my clients in the financial planning world, we're often game planning around their lifestyle, their expenses. And if they're a family that's growing, a conversation we often have is, well, how are we going to budget more space, which comes with more cost, into our lifestyle and our cash flow and still be able to maintain our investment strategy and everything else that we're trying to do, save for retirement, fund our kids' colleges. How are we going to piece all of these things together? So it's amazing to have something or a tool that's focused on the homeowner itself. So you gave a nice general description of what you're looking to target, but my question for you more specifically, Kelly, is so what exactly is Mesa doing and have you been able to crack this code?
Sure. So again, you know, our mission is to make homeownership more affordable and rewarding. Now, tactically, how do we do that? We want to bring credit card style benefits and rewards to all of the financial products and all of the spend for homeowners that have traditionally never had it. And so that could be our mortgage business. So the Mesa Mortgage giving you 1 point per dollar on the loan. So if you were to get a new mortgage or refinance through us, you're going to get, you know, on $1 million mortgage, that's 1 million points, right? So a ton of value at closing versus not getting any elsewhere. It could be the Mesa Homeowners card. So again, this is the first premium card built for the modern homeowner, you know, where she spends her money. So on her home and the things in it. I think you kind of articulated the use case there, but you know, that rewards you for things like your everyday spend of gas and groceries, your home-related spend of improvement, decor, utilities, et cetera, as well as giving you rewards on your mortgage payment. So really, we want to kind of meet that consumer, you know, where she is now, where she spends her money, and make sure we're giving her the most value back. And that's in addition to a bunch of great benefits we've secured from partners, you know, like a statement credit to Lowe's for home improvement, you know, Thumbtack for home services, just a bunch of value that, again, we want to give back to the homeowner as much as we can.
I love that. And I've noticed, and I wonder if the listeners have picked up on the fact that you keep saying she when it comes to the homeowner. And typically in discussions, a lot of times you would say he for things in general. But I'm sure you've noticed probably through metrics, and I've seen myself personally as an advisor, that there are more and more, in an amazing way, women that are in the financial decision-making and home buying experience. And I feel like, is that the route of the generalization?
Yeah, certainly is what, you know, the data backs up both from a macro and micro perspective. You know, it's the fastest growing demographic of homeowner is single female, for example. And, you know, we just see, you know, a lot of our customer base is either, you know, couples or, you know, so think of, she's sort of that CFO of the household, as we like to call it Holly the homeowner. And so traditionally financial products and cards have skewed very heavily male. You know, that's something I've seen in my experience. And so, you know, you think about this emerging new consumer of this, you know, high income, highly educated female. You know, we believe that's a really big opportunity, but she's never really had a financial product that's been built around her specifically. So, you know, we're very bullish on that as a big opportunity for us over the next several years.
I love that. And so let me ask you this, Kelly, how exactly does Mesa work? You mentioned the mortgage, and that's pretty straightforward, right? You could choose to go through Mesa Mortgage. You could go to through your local lender, originator. You can, you know, Rocket Mortgage, whoever's out there. But if you go with Mesa, $1 million home, 1 million points. $500,000 home, 500,000 points. That's straightforward. But when it comes to someone paying their mortgage, that's a lot different. And so can you explain the logistics behind that? Because obviously, this is something that pretty much anyone that's in the points and miles space has looked for and Google searched. How do I pay my mortgage and get points? Or how do I earn points from paying my mortgage? How does it actually work?
Yeah, so that would be part of the Mesa Homeowners card. And so as part of the card and the benefit and reward structure there, you can earn rewards on your mortgage payment. And so that's pretty simple. You're trying to make that very seamless for the consumer, where when you sign up, you would validate your mortgage payment so that we can verify that, you know, that is you making that payment. And so we don't actually make you change how that payment is made. It's still handled the exact same way that you currently make it. We just validate it so that we can give you rewards on it. So should feel like one seamless rewards experience for you, but you're not making your mortgage payment on a credit card or anything like that. We've just bundled that in with a credit card product.
And this credit card product, does it have a fee and is it truly a conventional credit card? And I think the next question, because I know you've been in the points and miles space, so you're familiar with it, for example, the Chase 524 rule. Is this a card that applying for it will show up as a 524 or as part of your 524?
So yeah, it is a, you know, unsecured consumer credit card. So like any other financial product like that out there. And so yes, like it does require you to apply in order to receive the card.
Got it. Okay. And is there a fee with this card?
No. So, yeah, we're very, very proud of the fact that we have not only no annual membership fee, but a ton of value that you get on day one just from the benefits we've secured. And that's just from my own experience in the card world. Like, consumers, you know, generally don't like those. And again, the way I view that is, if you're a homeowner, you know, you've already bought your house. Like, I don't think you should have to buy the card on top of it.
And you said there's a lot of value from day one. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the points and some of your partners that you guys have. Can you talk more about what is this value that you can receive? I know on your website it shows, I believe the number is somewhere around $800 worth of value you can receive. Can you talk through how is that value actually being used?
Sure. Yeah. So these are all, you know, benefits from some of our partners. And again, we wanted to meet our consumer where they are and deliver on the kind of key areas of spend. So things like home improvement, home services, big box. And so, you know, some of the benefits that we have, just for example, of you have a statement credit to Lowe's for being a member for home improvement, statement credit to Thumbtack for home services. One that I'm particularly fond of is Wag and Farmer's Dog, just given I have a chocolate lab who I spend a lot of money on, so I get a lot of value out of that. But we have a ton of great benefits, you know, things that we think are really core to the homeowner and where they spend their money. We've got some really exciting ones we'll announce over the next couple of months as well, but we've been able to start with some really great partners.
Now, I know a big question people would ask are, how does this relate to maybe travel and airlines and hotels? Is this a transferable currency to any airline or hotel partners, right? Like, as you know, with Amex, with Chase, with Capital One, with Citi, these are some of the big cards that offer some amazing transfer opportunities. Where are you guys in this space? And obviously, you probably can't announce things that aren't here yet, but is this a goal of yours, if not currently?
Yeah, you know, so certainly that's something all our members were really excited about, is one, being able to book travel generally, you know, so through our sort of, you know, travel portal experience, but also transfer partners. Like, that's obviously very popular, particularly in the points and miles community, as you know far better than me. So we were able to move very quickly and get our first batch of transfer partners across hotels and airlines there. We've got a bunch more we're going to announce in the next couple of months here, which I can't share yet, but we'll have more to share soon. And then we're also just generally working on all of the ways we can make the points more valuable, right? Which give people more options, and not just things in the traditional transfer partners of hotels and airlines, but some really cool ways we can partner with brands in different verticals, but similar loyalty programs. So things across more related to homeowners. So we'll have some really interesting partnerships to announce there in the next couple of months as well.
Are there any of the airline partners or hotel partners that you can mention now that exist currently, or any of your favorites that you have?
So we certainly have a bunch in the apps. I don't have the exact list in front of me at the moment, but I know Accor is one that I like, just because I always like staying at the Thompson personally. So that's one. But yeah, we've got a nice list in there now, and obviously a lot more coming down the pipe here soon.
Perfect. So Kelly, are the points that are generated, are they directly coming from Mesa, or are they coming from a credit card issuer? Are these Mesa points specifically that are used on Mesa's platform, or are these coming from somewhere else?
Yeah. So again, you know, these are, you know, Mesa points in our currency, which you can earn, you know, whether it's spending on the card, making your mortgage payment, getting a mortgage through us. Obviously, we'll have a lot more interesting ways to earn over time. And then, yes, you know, you can redeem those across, you know, whether it's gift cards to, you know, a bunch of brands or travel, et cetera. So yeah, we want to give you the ability in our ecosystem to earn rewards however you're spending money on your home, whether it's a card, mortgage, or whatever.
My question moving from there then is, you know, if you have someone that is, you know, their typical go-to card is a Capital One or a Chase or Amex, whatever it may be, where are you seeing yourself kind of jockeying for position as far as being the card to go to be able to use when someone has their go-to cards in a lot of different categories? Now, obviously, I think you mentioned Farmer's Dog was something that I don't think, to my knowledge, is a card that offers a statement credit for that. So obviously, there's going to be some staples that you have. But are we competing for individuals that are, you know, they have their daily drivers when it comes to their points and miles card?
Yeah. So the way, you know, we've always thought about that is, if you're a business traveler and you spend a lot on travel and dining, there are a ton of great cards out there for you, right? And you probably cover a lot of them. But, you know, I think, you know, Chase and American Express do a great job. You know, we just believe, and we have seen in the data, that this homeowner is as equally, if not more valuable demographic of, they're also high income, high FICO, high spend. They just spend in different ways, right? And so if you spend a lot on your home and the things in it, this is a much better fit for you. In addition to the fact that, unlike American Express, you know, we're not going to charge you $800 to use our card.
Perfect. So let's talk through I know one of your biggest partners that you guys have announced so far has been Lowe's. What does that partnership look like specifically? Is it more so boost in points, statement credits? How are things working when it comes to working with Lowe's?
Yeah, so Lowe's has been an amazing partner for us and obviously is the leading brand when you think about home improvement for consumers. So really excited to be working with them. And they just, you know, are really aligned with our mission of we as, you know, at Mesa want to make home ownership more affordable and rewarding. Now, the first thing we have been able to do with the Lowe's team is a statement credit on the Mesa card. So every card member will get $30 a quarter or $120 a year in terms of statement credits to Lowe's for purchases there, which is a great benefit. It's immensely popular. And there's a bunch of other interesting ways we're starting to think about how we could work together again, as they have invested really heavily in their My Lowe's Rewards program as well. And they share the belief that we do that the homeowner is the most valuable demographic in the world. And so we've been able to work together on some really cool ways to bring that to life.
And I know you guys have just launched within the last few months, or at least within the last year. And so my question for you is, do you actually have yet, or have you heard of any interesting or surprising redemptions or use of the Mesa points so far? Maybe you've used them yourself, but either way, you know, if someone's gotten their mortgage, they've gotten a huge balance of points. Any interesting redemptions that you've seen people take advantage of at this early stage in the game as you guys continue to grow?
Yeah, you know, I think what we see a lot of is home decor is a really popular option for folks, whether it's, you know, gift cards at particular brands or things like that. And it makes sense. If you're a new homeowner in particular, you know, typically it's either home improvement or home decor and furnishings or just, you know, major expenses you have. So I think, you know, particularly the size of those transactions, I know there was a period in my life where my couch was probably the most expensive thing I owned. So, you know, I think that is one that we continue to see a lot of demand and members are really excited about.
Awesome. So Kelly, I want to take a quick step back and talk a little bit more about both logistics and security. So when it comes to the actual getting the Mesa card, so let's say I get the Mesa card, zero fee. You said there's some confirmation. I'm sure there's some internal process of confirming that, you know, your some sort of payment is actually your mortgage payment. Now, most of the time when you have a mortgage, you have separately your principal and interest and the escrow side of things. So let's just say for simple numbers, I've got a $3,000 mortgage, $2,000 of it is some combination of principal and interest and $1,000 is the escrow side. Am I getting points on all of that, on just the principal and interest? How does that actually work from a month-to-month basis? What can I expect to be earning over time?
Yeah, so the way we've set that up is it would be, you know, for the entirety of the payment that you're making. So we wanted to be more generous to folks, obviously, and that just simplifies things from a logistics perspective versus trying to parse that out.
Amazing. So if I have $3,000 a month in mortgage, I'm getting 3,000 points a month, essentially. So there's no additional multiplier or anything like that. It's just pretty much 1x on the payment, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Great. Now, on the security side, I know when it comes to people dealing with their house, which is for most people the largest asset they own, they might be a little bit concerned about knowing that someone else is maybe looking or monitoring in some way, shape, or form their mortgage payment. Anything you have to say to comment on the security to alleviate any concerns in that direction?
Well, totally. I mean, you know, we take that incredibly seriously as well. You know, one, as a financial services company, like, you know, user privacy and security is the most important thing in the world. And, you know, you are dealing with people's homes, which is, yes, if not the biggest, it's certainly the most important asset they have, right? And so we take all of that extremely seriously, both from, you know, how we validate that data, how we treat that data for the mortgage payment, as well as just you as a credit card customer, how we handle and process and secure your data. So, you know, we've got a really great team that focuses on that every day to make sure that, you know, users' data stays their data and we treat it in the best possible way.
Amazing. So there's some safety, there's some security. Now, what if I'm a real estate investor, which I personally actually do have some real estate investments, and I've got multiple mortgages that I'm paying. Can I qualify all of these houses and properties, or is it just a primary? Am I limited to one? How would that actually work? And we'll go ahead and stop there and have another question after that.
Yeah. So right now we limit it to one. You know, we're looking into ways over time where we can, you know, expand that offering because there are a lot of folks like yourself who may have, you know, rental properties or multiple properties they own. But for simplicity's sake to start, we really kind of limit it to your primary residence.
So just the primary residence. Now, let's just say my primary residence, it is myself and my spouse on the primary residence. Do we have to jointly apply for the Mesa homeowner's card, or can it just be one of us so we're not really burning two 524 slots for each person?
Yeah, correct. And we get that use case a lot. Obviously, you know, couples, particularly when you think about folks living in the suburbs who have a home and spend a lot on it, like that's a very common use case. So, you know, in that instance, you know, one or either of you could apply.
Awesome. Love that. So Kelly, one of the things that you've mentioned, I know you've talked about, is having a general broader ecosystem when it comes to Mesa in general. I know you've alluded to different things. You've talked about basically being where the homeowner is, that she is spending money on the house, the furniture, expenses, credits for Thumbtack and Lowe's. Can you speak to, in general, what you're hoping to accomplish and envision, and anything else that's part of this ecosystem that you know that the listeners would want to know about?
Yeah, you know, again, like our hope is that if you're ever going to spend a dollar on your home, you would do it through a Mesa product because you know you're going to get the best value and the most value back. And so, you know, that could be making your mortgage payment, getting a mortgage, obviously, but it could be other financial products over time that we'd want to offer, as well as just, you know, all the things that right now folks are spending money on for their home, right? You know, you have unexpected repairs or maintenance you need to do, right? And so, you know, again, our hope is that as a good advocate for the homeowner, we can put the most value back in your pocket if you're going to spend on your home. And so that is our vision over time of how do we layer in more and more products and services that allow us to do that. And again, help us achieve our mission of making homeownership more affordable and rewarding.
Hey everyone, quick break from the episode. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you've gotten any value so far, it would mean the world if you left a quick rating or review. It helps more people discover the show and keeps us motivated to keep creating great content. Also, if you're feeling stuck or want help with points and miles, whether it's picking your first card, planning a big redemption, or even having someone book it all for you, we've got you covered. There's a link in the show notes to schedule a free points and miles consultation. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, tell us your goals, and we'll take it from there. And don't forget, our newsletter and private Facebook group are great ways to stay on top of breaking news, updated card offers, and tips that don't always make it into the podcast. You'll find those links in the show notes as well. Now, back to the episode. Perfect. So the goal is to make homeownership more rewarding, be able to put dollars back in people's pockets on the expense of homeownership. And before we start to wrap up a little bit, I want to go back to the piece on a mortgage and possibly getting a mortgage and using Mesa. Obviously, I would assume that means you could either refinance if you currently have a mortgage, or if you're buying a new house, go that route. Is that correct, first of all?
Correct. Yep.
And so if you're doing that, one of the questions I would ask you is, outside of the points that can be earned on the mortgage, which are huge, don't get me wrong, what would you say is any additional competitive advantage, whether it's from rates or technology or anything like that, that you guys would have over someone going with, you know, their local lender or credit union or whoever they've done their last five mortgages through?
Yeah. And so obviously always encourage folks to, you know, get a couple of different options and try to compare and get the best, you know, deal for them and their families. But, you know, we as a independent broker, and there's been a lot of great studies that I can point to, you know, United Wholesale Mortgage has done a lot of work around this of why a wholesale broker is typically the best option for people to get a mortgage. It's the best rate. And so, you know, we have a pretty simple value prop when we think about our mortgage business, which, hey, we've structured ourselves in a way where we want to give you the best service and the most competitive rates, in addition to a ton of value back from a rewards perspective, versus, you know, not getting that elsewhere, whether you're going to some other retail lender or something like that. So that product we're really, really excited about because there's really nothing like it in market. And again, when you think about getting a mortgage, just to use $1 million mortgage as an example, obviously you'd need to spend $1 million in a traditional credit card setting in order to earn that type of rewards, which you can earn for sort of that one-time financial product.
So as a financial advisor, I would make sure to caution anyone to not consider refinancing their entire mortgage just to get a bunch of points. Of course, look at interest rates and all the factors involved in that as well. But I will resonate what you said. When I'm working with clients and they're looking at buying, or maybe they're looking at refinancing, typically their first thing is, hey, I reached out to my bank, my credit union, et cetera, et cetera. And I always advocate for them to go with someone that's got access to a multitude of products, typically someone in the brokerage world, as you mentioned. So I love hearing that you guys are a broker of products, because that is how you're going to find different rates, because so many different places have so many different products available, and you want to get ideally what's best for you. And your bank or credit union that you use for everything else, for your business, for your house, or for everything in the past, your checking, all the savings accounts, may not have the best mortgage rate. And of course, as we just mentioned, that's one of the largest expenses that we have in this world. So I think it's really amazing that you guys have a broker type product as opposed to something that's more fixed and kind of pigeonholes people to what they could use.
Couldn't have said it better myself, but that is why you are the financial advisor.
I appreciate that. So Kelly, what do you envision for Mesa over the next 3 to 5 years? What's coming down the pipeline that you can talk about, or at least some goals, aspirations that you guys have? I know you're new in the space, and so I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot of really great things. I'm excited to hear about the upcoming partnerships and transfer partners that you guys have. But what do you envision as a whole over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly we want to continue to bring our current products to a larger and larger audience. And so, you know, continuing to expand the offering there and bring on more partners, like you mentioned, whether it's new benefits partners or rewards partners or transfer partners, or just more valuable ways to redeem Mesa currency, and then more ways to earn, right? And so, you know, we've obviously got two really compelling products to date, but other ways that we can capture more of the spend of a homeowner and give more of that back to them across future products, whether it's, you know, HELOC or insurance or warranty. There's obviously a lot of areas where people are spending a lot of money on their home, and we want to make sure that they get the most value back for it.
That's fantastic. Now, I got to ask you a question that is, I think, probably on the back of the minds of some listeners, because anyone that's in the points and miles space that listens to either my podcast or others or reads blogs or sees out there knows that one of the other big names in points and miles and has become a bigger name, specifically Bilt, who has started specifically in the renter space, and they've tried to brand themselves bigger than that, has talked about that they have a product coming specifically around mortgages and earning Bilt points for mortgages. Of course, we don't know exactly how that's going to work. I'm not sure if you've got the inside scoop, but what would you have to say to someone that's saying, well, I may be in the Bilt space, I like Bilt already. How is that going to compare? I'd love to hear your thoughts while we have you here of how this could affect the competition for you, because right now you are the only one in the space.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think if any company wants to come help homeowners get value back and make their home more affordable and rewarding, I think that's a great thing, right? It is a huge market and opportunity. It's going to take a lot of companies, not just Mesa, in order to actually make that possible. And at the end of the day, you know, when I think about who are our real competitors, it's really Rocket Mortgage is the big one for me, in terms of they have all of the different financial products for your home. We just think there's a better way to do it if we could bring rewards to that, because that's going to give more of that value, not to Rocket Mortgage, but to you as the homeowner.
And I would say that from my experience and the experience that I've seen clients have, it's not always great to go with the big name. So I would say the quality over quantity approach is very, very important when it comes to mortgages specifically. So I love how you mentioned that was actually one of your bigger competitors, because I do think it's a very different feel when you have a quality approach and bringing in a true experience to someone, especially when they're dealing with buying a mortgage or buying a house or refinancing, which feels almost like giving up a firstborn child with the amount of information that you have to provide. It's funny because in the financial advisor space, I deal with life insurance and other things. The one thing that we have to do more that you don't actually have to do with the mortgage is give blood. So that's the one thing where we actually have a little bit more invasive process when it comes to financial planning, but mortgages is pretty high up there. Kelly, this has been fantastic. When someone wants to get started with Mesa, what would that look like? You mentioned there's a card. Of course, you can go online and apply, and we're going to have some information on that in just a second. But what does that typical process look like for someone getting started with Mesa?
Yeah, I'd say the best place to start is you can check out our website at mesamember.com. And there you can learn about, you know, all our different products and the rewards and benefits. And then you can get started, you know, whenever you'd like.
Awesome. And so what we're actually going to do is we have a collaboration that we worked out with Mesa and a referral partnership. So we will actually have the information and the referral code in the show notes specifically. Way it very simply works is if you use our referral link, you will get 5,000 Mesa points. I will get 5,000 Mesa points as a bonus when you get the Mesa card. And so take advantage if you'd like to. Helps the show, helps yourself, and would love for you guys to take advantage of that. And Kelly, where can the listeners follow you, follow Mesa, you know, and the journey as they can keep track of all the updates and see how they can get more value out of their mortgage payments in the future?
Yeah, no, I would say I'm actually kind of old school in that I don't have a lot of social media myself, but obviously the company does, and we've got a great team that runs that. But I can always be reached at Kelly at Mesa Member if folks have questions, K-E-L-L-E-Y. So just in case anybody needs help spelling it, but yeah, happy to answer any questions I can.
Perfect. Kelly, I think this was fantastic. I love the value that you were able to provide in talking through this new and honestly revolutionary product in the points and miles space, but also in general, even in the mortgage space, because I think there's going to be people that are attracted to this opportunity. And through Mesa, they will learn about points and miles versus knowing points and miles and learning about Mesa that way. So I think it's going to bridge the gap in a really interesting and convenient way and have more people in this space and more people that are able to feel a little bit more financially secure, have a little bit more options when it comes to managing their expenses or having credits for home expenses and repairs and all the things that come. Because as we all know, having a house for the most part is great, but the expenses associated with it are not as fun. So I appreciate you sharing everything today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Absolutely. So Kelly, before we wrap this one up, last two questions I'd like to ask every single guest. The first one being, who else do you think we should have on the show that's in the space of travel, points and miles, rewards that you think the listeners would find some value with?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So there's a new interesting company called Journey that John Sutton founded. He's from the Red Ventures crew, and he's really, really sharp guy, and they're doing some really cool stuff in terms of independent hotels. So I would highly recommend him.
We will reach out to him and see if we can get him on the show. So I appreciate that. Kelly, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Last thing I would say is, you know, we as a growing company are always looking for great people to join our team. So if you're passionate about our mission of making homeownership more affordable and rewarding, and you're looking for a really compelling next opportunity, we would love to hear from you as well, because we're hiring across a bunch of different roles.
Perfect. Kelly, again, thanks a lot for being on the show today. For the listeners out there, you heard it first here that there is a revolutionary new company in the space of home ownership, points and miles, rewards, you name it. They're looking to make home ownership more affordable. We want to make sure that you take advantage of that as well. If you like this show, make sure to like, subscribe, tell your friends. If you have friends with mortgages, go ahead and have them look into Mesa. And feel free to use our referral link that's in the show notes as well. Kelly, thanks a lot for being on the show again today.
Thanks for having me.
So that was our interview with Kelly, and really appreciate him taking the time out to talk about Mesa and what they are doing in the homeowner space, specifically with points and miles. Now, we didn't get a chance to really get into the details of how the Mesa Homeowners Card works. So what I wanted to do is take some time out at the end of this show and talk through the card itself, some of the benefits, how it works, so you can decide whether this card is one that you want to have in your wallet, whether just in the background so that you're getting the points for the mortgage, or as possibly a daily driver for some of your other expenses. So first off, as Kelly mentioned, it's a zero fee card. So that's one of the best things to start with because of the fact that there is no annual fee. There are no foreign transaction fees as well, which is helpful. Now, one of the things that was not mentioned in the interview with Kelly is that yes, you can get points for your mortgage. And the way it works is actually, I believe they use Plaid, if you're familiar with that, to securely connect to your mortgage payment. So you don't have to change your mortgage process or anything like that. It tracks what actually is your full mortgage payment. But one thing that wasn't mentioned is the fact that you do have to spend a minimum of $1,000 a month on the card to make your mortgage spend eligible for points. And your mortgage points, as we talked about in the episode, if you have a $3,000 mortgage, that would be 3,000 Mesa points added to your card. However, when it comes to should I be spending that $1,000 on the card, there are 3X categories that for some of you or maybe many of you that have children could make this worthwhile for at least that $1,000 piece, because you get 3X for home improvement, decor, maintenance, utilities, and daycare. So if you have water bill, electric bill, you're probably not buying furniture every single month, but daycare as well, and that sums up to be $1,000 a month, that alone, you would get 3X points in those categories, and that would make you eligible to earn on your mortgage each month as well. So while at first you say, well, I don't know if I would waste $1,000 of spend on this card versus others like the Venture X that earns 2X or Chase or anything else, if you think through these categories that give you 3X points, then it kind of changes the perspective a little bit. I know from working with a lot of my clients that daycare is quite expensive. And if you have more than one child, it gets even more expensive. So it's not hard to see someone that has a daycare bill of $1,000, $2,000 a month, where literally they could just put their daycare or childcare spend on this one card that covers that $1,000 minimum. And they're now able to make their mortgage a points-eligible transaction. Now, you do also get 2X on gas, groceries, and EV charging. I know that there are better cards in the grocery space like the Amex Gold, and then gas and EV, there are other cards as well that provide that. I know the Citi Strata does EV charging also, which is nice. So maybe not the one that you would want to use there. But again, if you are, let's say you don't have children and you do drive a lot, and so you're spending a lot of money in gas on the household each month, well, maybe that's going to be where you get the points that you need toward the $1,000 spend between the gas and the grocery charge. And then any other category outside of that is going to be 1X, again, including the mortgage as well. So those are the features there, but you also get credits. And Kelly alluded to some of those credits, but let's run through all of them. So you do get a $200 annual Thumbtack credit, and Thumbtack is used for home cleaning, it's used for home maintenance. It's almost like an app or website that you can go to and request like, hey, I need an electrician or I need a plumber. You actually get $25 per job credit, and so that adds up to a total of $200 annually. And then for WAG, that's pet care, you get a $10 a month credit for that, so that's $120 for the year. There is a $120 annual credit to Lowe's, as Kelly mentioned, which is $30 per quarter, as well as the farmer's dog that Kelly mentioned. That's a $10 per month credit, and that's for pet food. So there's a couple one-time only credits for the card. One is for $100 to Armadillo Home Warranty. The other is $100 to Cozy Earth, which is a gift card. Well, it's a gift card to Cozy Earth, which if you're not familiar, is a line of premium linens. So duvet covers, but comforters, but also pajamas and some other things as well. So you also get $65 towards a big box membership. So that's going to be like your membership cost towards Costco or Sam's Club, BJ's, something along those lines. So those are all the credits that are built into the card. But one of the big things, obviously, to talk through are the points that you earn. How can they actually be used? Now, of course, there's likely going to be the ability to use a statement credit, which you're only going to get about half a cent per point use if you do that. So that's not going to be ideal. There's the ability to use it for travel through their portal, which is about 1 cent per point, very similar to how Amex and others use their points. Again, not as ideal. And so the transferable partners are going to be huge. And so right now, as of this recording, that Mesa points can be transferred to Aeromexico, Air India, Finnair, Hanane Airways, Thai Airways, and Vietnam Airlines. And all of those are at a one-to-one ratio. I would rate of all of those, probably Finnair would be the most valuable because that is in the Avios system. So because it's part of the Avios program, that means you can then transfer those Avios to British Airways, Iberia, Qatar Airways. So there's going to be a lot more flexibility. Even though you see Finnair, there's going to be a lot more flexibility to use those points, even though you can only transfer directly to Finnair technically. And then Cathay Pacific is also a partner, but that's going to be at a 3-to-2 ratio, meaning you have to transfer 3,000 Mesa points to get 2,000 Cathay Pacific points or miles. And then Kelly did mention that he loves to transfer to Accor Hotels. They are a transfer partner, and that's also a 3-to-2 ratio. And on the frequent miler rates Accor points at being worth about 2 euro cents each. So that transfer essentially means that Mesa points are worth at least or around 1.5 cents when they're transferred towards Accor Hotels. So the transfer partners are limited. And again, for right now, I know they're looking to expand those. I think some of the airlines like Thai Airways and Hanane Airways are ones that people are not going to traditionally be looking at for travel. However, if you're doing some travel, for instance, to Thailand, being able to have a direct booking partner or transfer partner to Thai Airways can be super helpful. So I do think that, as I mentioned, Finnair is going to be the most desirable, the most useful for right now until they expand more and more transfer partners to be able to be used. So it's worth noting that there is no sign-up bonus, again, at least as of this recording, available. They did have a promotional 50K sign-up bonus that was running when they first launched up through, I believe, end of May. But as of this point, there is not one. So the opportunity there is if you do use the referral link that we have in the show notes, you will get 5,000 basically bonus Mesa points. We will as well. But regardless, if you refer your friends, you'll be able to do something similar also. So take advantage if you feel like this card fits in your wallet. Again, one of the things to consider is this will take up a 524 slot with Chase. If you have a mortgage, and I think especially if you are paying daycare expenses, this could be a very valuable card to use, especially if your daycare provider accepts credit card charges. All of those things you have to keep in mind together, but this absolutely can be a great strategy to build upon. And these could be points that maybe you don't rack up a ton of initially, like you're used to with sign-up bonuses, but over the course of paying for your mortgage for a year or two or five, you can slowly trickle in these Mesa points that a few years from now, you may be able to secure a great redemption in the future, especially as they add more transfer partners. So I think the opportunity with them is huge. As Kelly mentioned, they're always looking to innovate how they can make home ownership more affordable. I like the strategy and what they're doing, and we'll see what else comes out of it in the future. So that's going to wrap up this show, everybody. I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their week. As always, please like, leave a rating, leave a review, tell your friends, and we will catch you in the next episode. Take care. Well, this is a little different. So as you all probably know, we record and then weeks later the episode comes out. And sometimes there's some slight news or adjustments or things that happen in that time frame, but we usually just let it fly because it's not major. But there's some major good news with Mesa that I had to jump in and make sure that we can add into this episode before it goes live. So everything I just said talking about the transfer partners is slightly changed now because Mesa just announced that Aeroplan is one of their new transfer partners as well as SAS Eurobonus, which is huge. Aeroplan now gives a lot of options when it comes to how you could use your Mesa points that you earn in a pretty dramatic fashion. It's probably, I would argue, my most transferred to currency. And you can transfer to Aeroplan from Chase Ultimate Rewards, Amex Membership Rewards, Capital One, and Bilt. So this is now a pretty major player. So it's nice to have this option because you can find some really great sweet spot redemptions. In fact, while very hard to find, Aeroplan is still one of the rare ways that you can actually book an Emirates first class flight still using points. Really, the only two options right now are Qantas and Aeroplan. So the fact that Aeroplan is an option is absolutely huge. But also, SAS Eurobonus, I think, is more interesting, also more unique, because that makes Mesa the only transferable points currency in all of the United States that can transfer to SAS. If you're not familiar with SAS, that's a Scandinavian Airlines. Last year, they just did a huge million-mile challenge where a bunch of people that did it flew, I think, like 15 legs, got a million SAS miles, which is absolutely insane, but incredible at the same time. And you can find some sweet spots, and that SAS has really never been something that probably a lot of points and miles users has looked at because of the fact that there hasn't been another transfer option for them. And so unless you're someone flying to Scandinavia a lot and been racking up those miles, you've probably never looked at SAS Eurobonus. Or unless you're one of the lucky people that did the challenge and got the million SAS miles, you probably haven't spent a lot of time, but there are some really great sweet spots out there. Namely, at least as of right now, you can actually get business class to Europe on SAS for 50,000 miles one way. So if you think about it, if you've got a $4,000 a month mortgage all in with taxes, escrow, everything else, and you're racking up these Mesa points, in one year, that's pretty close to one-way ticket in business class on SAS to Europe. So I think this is really unique now to add this piece in, which is why I felt I had to completely cut in a new recording just for this piece, because I think Mesa is proving that they're here to be a player in the points and miles game. They're here to stay. And I'm super excited, and I'm looking a lot more into where I can go with earning Mesa points because of the fact that the options now are wide open, especially with having a transfer partner like Aeroplan in the mix with the other more niche ones that they have.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.